Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and joining me today in the cozy confines of Studio B is Nick Landry. Hey, Nick.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Thanks for coming
by. I'm good.
Nick is one of the world's foremost experts on speech.
I try to be.
You've been giving a lot of talks about it, blogging about it.
Yeah, it's...
You're in town for the VS Live show, which is on the Redmond campus.
And yeah.
You talk on this stuff.
Pretty much. You know how some people, they have like a real wife at home and they have a work wife sometimes of someone they spend a lot of time with?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Yeah. My work wife is Cortana.
Excellent.
So it's basically because I spend a lot of time with her and... I teach her new stuff, and then she ignores me and everything. So
I think I have
a great relationship.
Cortana's kind of my mistress. She shows up on my phone when I haven't paid attention to her. If I spend too much time talking to my wife, Cortana will just show up and say, Hey,
I'm here.
What can I do for you?
There you go.
So let's just very quickly review what Cortana is, but we're going to spend most of the time seeing how we can take advantage of that.
Yes, for developers. This is definitely all about Cortana
for
developers. So Cortana is basically an assistant.
Right.
So she came into the world, well, first of all, in the Halo series and everything. But of course, that's the personality that inspired Cortana. Cortana was integrated with Windows Phone 8.1 last year.
Yep.
So it's already been a year now that some countries around the world, not everybody has access to Cortana. We know that. And that's like rapidly expanding. And now the good news is that Cortana is on Windows 10.
Yes.
So that you can use her on your Surface, on your desktop, on your laptop, your 2-in-1, your hybrid. And then, of course, she will be on the phone as well once Windows 10 mobile devices come out.
On Surface Hub, do you know? Probably.
It's Windows 10.
Yeah.
It's Windows 10, Cortana's there. She's coming to Xbox, too.
Right.
Yeah. So today we already have some speech integration on Xbox, but you say, like, hey, Xbox, do this.
Right.
But now you'll be able to really talk to Cortana, and she'll be able to talk back to you, so she'll join you in your living room.
Right.
So it's not just at work anymore.
So that would mean, were there to be an SDK, which of course there is, that would mean that we could take advantage of Cortana in applications.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, for example, if we look at the Windows 10 desktop right here, we have at the bottom, Cortana is now sitting there. You can configure her to have just the icon. You can have the full search box. So she's basically a search box that you can either type into. So I can just do a search, for example, on Channel 9, MSDN, and then it's going to trigger an actual like web search, you know, for you. So anytime you want to search for something, you can just jump in here, and Cortana is right there. And then, sometimes you'll notice that you'll start talking, and there's a cool setting that was actually added to Cortana. There's two ways you can activate her. You can either click the button where she starts listening to what you have to say. So, for example, so I'm flying back home today, so I'd be interested maybe in knowing if the weather in Newark, New Jersey is going to be good, because that might affect my flight.
Right.
So I can ask, what is the weather in Newark, New Jersey?
Right now, it's 84 and sunny in Newark.
So it's actually much better here. I'm happy at 64,
65. Better here,
you know?
It's sunny in 80 and 90 in Newark.
No, I'm Canadian. I'm happier when it's actually quite cool. You know, my t-shirt weather for me is 64, you know?
Oh, God. Warm for me is when it gets to 80.
Yeah.
It's not hot till it gets to 90.
No, that's where I start melting, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like Olaf, you know, in Frozen.
Which makes me a rarity out here in Seattle.
All right, so... You can see right here on screen, Cortana has her own canvas. So this application right here, this is where Cortana lives.
Mm-hmm.
This is where she gives you information. She can display things for you. So it's nice to tell you about the weather, but it's even nicer when you can actually see it in front of you. So she's a great convenience. She learns about you, and it's great. I'm sure a lot of people have already seen a lot of demos of Cortana. The cool thing is that sometimes, you know, you try to use Cortana, and then you think, like, I wonder if she knows about this. And she's got all these little quirks, like you can say, for example, sing me a song.
Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, dormez-vous.
Yeah, this is...
Is it the same voice, do you think?
Yeah, it is.
Literally.
Yeah, it's Jen Taylor. She's an actress. She's the voice of... She can sing. It's actually quite funny that she chose that song right now to sing in French, considering that my first language is French.
Because she's listening to your accent. Right.
Maybe does. That's it. She learns about you. She really knows about
she's
you.
She's your personal assistant.
Exactly. Right? So she's got to learn my language. So there you go. Well, that's a thing, though, is Cortana does speak multiple languages. So right. here, of course, I'm in the U.S., so Cortana speaks English to me. But there is another actress in the U.K. that basically is recording Cortana, and that Cortana will have a British accent
right.
over there. And in France, Cortana will speak French. And in fact, later this year, French Canadians will be able to use Cortana in French. And so it's we've had a few blog posts on the Windows blog talking about the expansion of Cortana and which countries are going to be added. So we can maybe include a link to that in the show notes so people can review it. So that's basically her canvas. And sometimes you want to talk to Cortana, you ask her something, and it then defaults to a Bing search. And that's super useful. But then you wonder sometimes, like, oh, that would have been great, you know, if that could have been, like, included in there. The cool thing is, as a developer, you have the opportunity to extend that so that you can add functionality to Cortana. So let me show you a few examples here. So I have a project called WeatherTalk. And, of course, Cortana knows about the weather. We just showed that with the weather in Newark. But then I was thinking of, what if I want to have a scenario where in the morning, if I look at my weather report on my phone for the day, I don't want to just know about is it going to rain or is what is the temperature right now. I want to know, for example, will it rain during my commute later?
Okay.
Or is it going to be raining maybe in the middle of the day so I don't have to worry about it because it'll be dry, you know, at 5 o'clock or something.
It's the best time of the day to go running.
Yeah, that exactly.
would be a good one to know.
So I want to have more of a weather report. You know, I want to bring, like, I want to merge Cortana and Al Roker together, you know, into one great experience so I can get, like, a customized weather report. So I've got this little demo that I call it Weather Talk. It's kind of like an extension of the weather features of Cortana. So it's still a work in progress. Right now, it's just a demonstration of the speech SDK that we have here. But the idea is that if you look here on screen, you can actually see that we first have to program something called a voice command definition.
Mm-hmm.
So this voice command feature is basically a totally exclusive feature of Windows. So you cannot find us on iOS, you cannot find us on Android. There are speech features there, but ours are definitely superior. And it allows you to basically launch your app using voice, which is something that everybody does. But you can do more than that. You can actually pass specific commands. So for example, if I look at my voice command definition here, which is an XML document, so I see that the command prefix is WeatherTalk. Mm-hmm. So that means the way that I tell Cortana, hey, this is not one of your default features. This is a custom feature from another app. My prefix is WeatherTalk. So usually you should pick something like the name of your app. Of course, if you have a super long app name like Skype for Business 2015 Professional Service Pack 4, you should maybe shorten that to Skype, you know, or something like that. But don't let the users, like, don't make them say all of that. And of course, All of this is residing inside of a command set. And you can have up to 15 command sets, one for each language, that's supported in there. So for example, this is a command set for English US. And then here I say WeatherTalk. And then the example here is, this is the example that Cortana will provide in her own canvas to help users discover the speech features of your app. So if I come, for example, if I ask Cortana, you can either type it or you can ask it. If you type to Cortana, she will always respond silently. Last thing you want is to be in a meeting with busy people around you, type something in Cortana, and she starts talking out loud. You know, it's kind of, you know, intrusive. So she's very respectful. She only speaks when she's spoken to. And here, for example, I can say, Cortana, what can I say? And then she says, here's some things I can help you do. So she shows us all the default things, like how to add a calendar item, set a reminder, pick up some milk when you pass by the grocery store. But then if you scroll down, you can see that there's a few additional, past that line, these are all custom apps. So these are functionalities that were not programmed by Microsoft. They were basically added by third-party developers based on apps that you've downloaded from the store. So for example, here I have WeatherTalk where I can say, give me my daily forecast for Princeton, New Jersey. So that line that you see right here, that's the example that you see in the XML right here. Then one command definition, a voice command definition, will have one or more commands in there. So this one is kind of simple. I just have like one command. And it's basically just read the daily forecast. And for now, my daily forecast is very basic. Eventually, I'll make it more like extended, like it's going to rain at this time and all. But that's not related to speech. It's just a matter of me aggregating speech data.
And why did you give that a name in an XML file? Where do you reference the name?
Yeah, so the name right here, the command name, it's basically once my app gets launched using voice, I will then be able to parse the parameters, the basically the launch parameters of the app, and then I will be able to go see which command was used to launch me.
Okay.
So if I use...
So you can reference that in code.
Exactly. You're going to reference that in code. There's going to be like a switch case, you know, where you can see, hey, for the command read daily forecast, do this. So it's up to you once the app launches
right.
to decide what do you do with the information you were given.
Okay.
The example here is going to be the example specific to this command, because multiple commands could have different examples. And we'll look at a more advanced one as well. And then you have right here the listen for. Listen for are all the different combinations of ways that you can trigger this command using voice. By putting more than one listen for, you can have a little bit more flexibility in how people are going to say things, so it sounds more natural. So for example, here I have anything that's in square bracket is optional. And anything that's in like curly braces like this is basically a parameter that can be fed from something else. Like for example, the location is a search scenario for city and state.
Mm-hmm.
So that narrows it down so that I can use open dictation to say any city-state. And then the brains of Cortana, which is Bing, will then analyze what I'm saying and narrow it down to more of a city search, a city-state search. So for example, to trigger this command, I can say, give me my forecast for Seattle, Washington, or give my daily forecast for Redmond, Washington,
mm-hmm.
or read my daily forecast for Princeton, New Jersey, or read me. And the cool thing is that when we introduced voice commands, that was actually in Windows Phone 8,
right.
and then carried over to 8.1, integrated with Cortana. And then what happened is with Windows 10, we have a new feature to make it a little more natural. Because before, we always had to say the prefix before. We had to say, for example, weather talk, and then read the command. And then weather talk, do this. But now you can do more cool things. Like, for example, I can say, give me my daily forecast for Princeton, New Jersey, using weather talk. So the prefix can become a suffix, can be at the end. And as long as you use the words using, in, on, and with, and the name of the app, then it sounds like more natural language. And she'll be able to understand, oh, you actually mean this app. And then you can also inject the app name in the middle of the sentence. So I can say, for example, give me my daily weather talk forecast for this location. So let's see how that's actually done. So right here I can say, give me my daily forecast for Princeton, New Jersey using weather talk.
Sure. Accessing your daily forecast for Princeton, New Jersey.
So then you can see that she's launching my app. My app is launching here. And then
temperature in Princeton is 83 cool. degrees Fahrenheit. With a high today of 87 degrees and a low of 80 degrees.
So it's not a full-fledged weather app yet, you know, it's a work in progress, but I just wanted to showcase the speech features. Eventually, it'll say, like, it's going to rain at 5 o'clock, but it'll be dry at this. You'll be able to record, like, your daily commute. Like, for example, I usually travel between 8 and 9 in the morning, come back between 4 and 6 at night, so that's when she'll know, like, how to tell you if it's going to rain or not during those times.
Yeah.
And then, eventually, I could even pair it with a calendar, so she can look at the calendar to see if I have an appointment outside of the office, so then I would need to know when I'm actually going there.
The consumerish type scenarios are the ones that immediately come to mind, but as a line of business developer, this strikes me as extremely useful, because now you could say, show me outstanding expense reports, and it would
yeah.
launch the app and take you right to that place. Or, what were the East Region sales for yesterday?
Right.
So instead of having to launch the app and select buttons or drop downs or
yep.
you know, type in the question you're asking, you can now just talk to your device,
yep.
whether it's the phone or the Surface, or if you're insane and doing this on your Xbox because you have no work-life balance.
Exactly, yeah, totally. Well, one thing, for example, there's already built-in features in Cortana for things like this. You can also activate Cortana. There's an option if you go to the Cortana Canvas right here on the second tab in Settings, mm-hmm. there's an option here called Hey Cortana. And then what that means is that she will respond and wake up just by right. saying this. And you can also program her so that she can respond to anyone, or you can even train her for your voice. Because otherwise, you know what's going to happen is soon enough, there's going to be like offices like Cubevilles with Windows 10 everywhere. Somebody's going to get up and yell, "Hey, Cortana," and then 20 machines around them are going to wake up, you know? And that's going to be hilarious. I can't wait to see the YouTube videos from this. Yeah. That's going to be great. So what that means is now I can say, for example, "Hey, Cortana, show me documents that I worked on yesterday." And now she triggers a search on your machine. Mm-hmm. So that's something that's really cool, because it's normally you would have to go to a File Explorer and then start. I'm going to close this. You can go to File Explorer and then start a search and type everything. Now you can just ask Cortana. So there's a lot of little scenarios like
Does
this that are built
in.
Does
she know how to open those documents?
The documents were there. I could have clicked on them.
Okay, but you can't tell her to open.
I haven't experimented with every scenario. But anyway, let's get back to the dev story, because with just the built-in features of Cortana, right. we can do a lot. But yes, you're right. You could tie this into enterprise scenarios so that if you're building Windows 10 apps for the enterprise, instead of using WPF, for example, build them as WinRT apps for Windows 10, universal apps, and then you can deploy them via an enterprise store, and they're just for internal use.
You can use Cortana from your WPF apps.
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet. That's going to come with Project Centennial.
Oh,
so, yeah,
okay.
Because the Cortana API is basically a WinRT API.
Oh,
and
okay,
you're going to need to use Centennial, which will allow you to basically turn any Win32 app.
But the speech recognition SDK predates Cortana. So you can use that in your WPF apps? You just don't get Cortana in the integration with the operating system?
The speech SDK, it was technically a Silverlight API for Windows Phone, but it was not in .NET itself.
Okay.
But there was a Bing API that you can use. So there's a Bing control that you can use with Bing Speech. So if you go to bing.com/dev or dev.bing.com/speech or something like that, we can put links in the show notes. There's a lot of other things you can do, like because, for example, SQL Server has supported like natural language processing, and then with Bing Speech you can process a lot of things. So it's but the new SDK that we have now, the one we're showing here, that's definitely a WinRT SDK.
Okay, got it.
So but yeah, eventually you will be able to do it. So now what I have, it's nice because I have an app that got launched, but we saw how Cortana has her own canvas. What if what you want is to actually show results directly in the canvas.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it really feels like now we launched a third-party app, but sometimes you just want to give a quick answer back to the user, and it was not possible until Windows 10, but now it is. So what I'm going to do is just to show you very quickly some of the, before I jump to that, just to show you quickly the integration in the app on how do we parse these results. So what that means is right here, so first of all, you have like Windows Media Speech Recognition, which is required right here. And then there was some Azure code in there. I just commented it for simplicity purposes, because I'm also saving the cities that you search for in your weather in Azure. The first thing you need to do is every time you launch your app, you need to basically ingest that voice command definition file. So that means that when you just merely downloading an app from the store that supports voice commands is not enough. That's not enough to suddenly tell Cortana that you can say these things. You have to actually have to come here and say, you create a storage file, get file from storage application URI async. This is the command, the XML file for the voice commands. And then you call on the voice command definition manager. So this is your way of communicating with Cortana. And you call this wonderful API called install command definitions from storage file async. If all APIs were that descriptive, Stack Overflow would be out of business. It's awesome. And the key is that you have to do this every time you launch the app, because if you install an app and you launch it and then you start putting more voice commands inside of Windows, what if you never use the app again?
Mm-hmm.
We've all done that, right? We download an app, we try it, we move on.
Right.
And then over time, you would just clutter and clutter more and more voice commands in Cortana. So the idea is that after, I think it's, sometimes she wakes up like this whenever you talk about her. what if, I think that it's about 2 weeks, if I remember correctly, where if you don't launch an app at all mm-hmm. and you don't refresh the voice command definitions, then they're simply forgotten by okay. Cortana. So that means if it's an app you never use, then Cortana will not bother remembering how it works. So that's why every time you basically launch the app, you should ingest the VCD file so that okay. it gets refreshed and it resets the clock on it. Then after that, it's pretty simple. We just have to jump to the unactivated here. In unactivated, the first thing we need to do is to make sure that we know what kind of, how were we activated? Were we activated via tile, via toast, or via voice command? And then from that, we get the voice command activated event arguments from which we can extract the speech recognition results. And then from there, we can parse the first element in the role path is going to be the name of the voice command, which was that read daily forecast right here. And then there was the text that was spoken, the actual text that okay. the user said that was recognized. Then we have a little function here we can use to do semantic interpretation where we're going to go and extract the actual command mode that's going to tell us, was it voice or was it text? Because remember, you can do voice commands, but you can type them.
Right.
And if you typed it, you shouldn't talk back. So you need to be well behaved as well, so that if you know that you were activated silently, then your app should not talk. I think this one still talks, but that's the whole point of the app is this. So then once I want to see exactly what is my voice command right here, I see for the read daily forecast, I only have one. Then I go and extract the property location from the semantic interpretation of the speech recognition result. And that gives me my destination, like Redmond, Washington, Princeton, New Jersey, and stuff like that. Then after that, I simply create my window. This is regular code right here. And then I simply navigate to whichever page you want. Because the thing is, in the voice command, you can actually specify a deep link if you want. So instead of launching the app in the first screen, you can launch the app in a details screen. So whatever was fed in via the voice command can then trigger a deep link. And this is where you would go and take that page, navigate to it. In this case, I'm going to the main page, but I'm still feeding in the destination. And then in the main page itself, then if I look at the unnavigated to, well, I'm simply extracting the location that I receive as parameters, and then I call my function showWeather, okay. passing the location. And the showWeather stuff is just weather calls. People can check the code on GitHub, and then they'll see how it works. It's a REST call to a service that's called openweathermap.org. Mm-hmm. It's a free API and everything. It's great. And then to make the phone talk, when you heard like Cortana, it's actually Zira Mobile that was reading it, the American female voice on Windows, I just called this little function called readText. And this is a little snippet that I insert in virtually all my apps, because by simply passing a string to that command, it makes it speak out loud. All I do is I create a media element, create a speech synthesizer, and then on the speech voice, I look at the speech synthesizer, look at all the voices, and then I look for the first voice where the gender is female and where in the description I have United States. Because I could install, for example, right now I think I have the British voices installed, okay. the French voices, so I'm saying go get the first female American voice. If you don't do that, you're just going to use the default speech voice mm-hmm. of your system. Every system has a default speech. So it could be Mark or Zira in the US. I think in the UK it's Susan and I forget who the guy's name is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, George, I think. Name is George. Very British name. And then finally, once I've set my voice, I simply create on the speech synthesizer. I say synthesize text to stream async by passing in the text that I need to synthesize. I'm going to get a stream out of it. I finally, on my media player, I set the source of the media player to that stream that was just created. And then finally, I say media player.play. So with very, very little code, you can make any app talk. It's very simple. So that's the default scenario. This has actually been there since Windows Phone 8.
Right.
And including voice commands, Cortana came in 8.1. The new cool feature is the ability to actually launch without launching an app, you're actually launching a background voice command. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to, well, before I jump into my scenario here, let me tell you about what I wanted to create. Okay. You know, we always ask these fun little things, you know, to Cortana. And let's say that you're out, maybe it's a weekend or early weekday or something, and you're at a nice terrace, it's beautiful weather and all, and then you feel like having a drink. But you look at your watch and you're like, still early in the day. So what is it that we tell ourselves to justify?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Where is it 5 o'clock?
So now you can actually ask Cortana. So I wrote this app called 5 o'clock, where you can now ask Cortana, where is it 5 o'clock? And it's good that we're recording this early in the day, because if we recorded in the evening, the demo would be wrecked, you know?
Yeah.
Because it actually looks at the time now, what time zone we're in, what time zone, you know, it is at 5 o'clock. So now I can, for example, let me just minimize all this, I can wake her up and say, hey, Cortana, it's 5 o'clock where?
Looking for drinking destinations around the globe. Here are cities where people are happily drinking now.
So this, let me, this is not a default feature of Windows 10. We did not.
Boy, I hope not.
We did not include this in Windows 10 yet. But I mean, it, listen, Windows 10, it's the best Windows ever. And this is just one of the many examples that shows why.
Cool.
But you can see here that instead of launching an app separately and showing the results in my own app, my app actually did the processing.
Right.
It was launched in the background, and then it fed the results back to Cortana with an actual, okay, now of course she went away, but with an actual list of cities that were there. There was an icon and everything, so it looks like it's the actual, you know, it's part of Cortana.
Yeah.
And in terms of the voice that's speaking, it's actually Cortana's voice you're hearing.
Right.
Because when you're inside of your app, it's Microsoft Zira Mobile that you hear. It's not Cortana. They're close.
Okay.
But they're not exactly the same voice. But when it's in our canvas, that's Cortana actually reading everything back to you. So to do this, I'm going to load my 5 o'clock demo. This one is actually very simple. There's a voice command service. So let me look at the command definition first. Very simple, as you can see. The name of the command prefix is it's 5 o'clock. And I'm thinking of tweaking it more to just like 5 o'clock so I can ask it in different, like, where is it 5 o'clock and things like that. But for now, I mean, you get the point. And the listen for is basically just where. I can say, here I'm forcing the prefix to be said before the phrase because it doesn't make sense to put it afterwards. In 8 and 8.1 on Windows Phone, you actually could only say the prefix before the phrase. But now you can say before or after, or after only, or explicitly specified, which is where you insert it in the app. So now I can say, it's 5 o'clock, where, and I can optionally add right now or now. And then I can also say, I can be very polite and ask, like, can you please tell me it's 5 o'clock, where, right now? So a couple of variants on how you can say it. And then this is the feedback where she says, can't wait, let me check.
Okay.
And then here I'm launching, notice that I'm not launching a simple navigation, I'm calling a voice command service. And the voice command service is called FOC, 5 o'clock, voice command service. In my project, you'll notice that I have my solution, I have two projects now.
Mm-hmm.
I have the main applications, universal app, it just launches a window, tells you the time, it does virtually nothing. You just have to launch it once to register the voice command, and that's it. Whereas with the voice command service right here, it's a new type of background task. You know how we have background tasks, for example, that can be used by like run trackers to do like location background tasks.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be an audio background task, like an app like Spotify or Pandora would use this to play audio in the background, even if the app is not
right.
in the foreground. But now we have voice command background tasks. And what that means is when I come to my voice command service right here, so if I look at the code quickly in here, so I have a voice command service connection, and then when I run the command, so the command is going to be run, so there's a deferral that takes place to make sure that if the app, even though it's in the background, it's not going to immediately go away when it's done. I have to prepare a few events, like for example, what happens if the task is canceled? Because Cortana pops a canvas open, but if you click the X or if it loses focus and you go to another window, it collapses, the command is over, so you have to handle this properly. You will receive a task canceled event. And then from there, you can get all the trigger details of the app service. So now I come and I check my trigger details if they're not null, and if my trigger details say that this is the FOC voice command service, which is the same one that I got, then I can start parsing my trigger details, putting an onvoice command completed event handler right here, and then I go get the voice command async in here, and then I check to see which command name do I have. So in this case, there's only one command. It's 5 o'clock where. I could have multiple commands mm-hmm. that run in the background. And then I wrote this function that in 23 years of programming, I have never written this function ever before, which is find city where I can drink. And then this great function, what I simply do is I simply look at the current time zone. I check what's the delta, and then what is my delta to 5 o'clock. And then if it's currently past 5 o'clock, I say like, yeah, you're good. You can drink now. And then if it's past 3 a.m., but before 7 a.m., she's telling you like, yeah, you probably had enough. But then if it's before 5 o'clock, she'll say, here are the cities where people are happily drinking now. And then from there, I can look for basically like the all the cities where this is happening. And I have a I actually have a giant switch case, you know, that I had to create for this. And if I remember correctly, my city service is right here. Which is the thing is, I look at all the different time zones where you are, and I just name a few of the top cities. I didn't really automate this. I just found some of the top cities. And trust me, if it's 2 o'clock in Australia, that means it's 5 o'clock in the middle of the Pacific. So not easy to find top cities in those like little islands that are less out there. But it's a good lesson in geography, actually, this app. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the key scenarios you can enable with this. The cool thing is, you know how we've published like probably over 100 samples for Windows 10. So you can come to GitHub, and you go to github.com/Microsoft/Windows Universal Samples. And then in there, you will find a lot and a lot of samples. So there's two samples in there that can teach you about speech.
Okay.
So there's one, which is called Cortana Voice Command. That's the AdventureWorks sample that was shown at Build. So you can actually play with it. I can give you a quick demo here. And then the other one is basically the Speech Recognition and Synthesis, which is a collection of maybe 10 little samples for text-to-speech, in-app speech recognition, and things like that. So for example, if I jump to the AdventureWorks demo, this one is a cool demo because it uses both the foreground activation of voice commands and also the background activation. And this is a good way to show how one command set can have three different commands in there, where I can ask, show me my trip to London, for example, or when is my trip to this place? And then finally, cancel my trip to this destination. Mm-hmm. And the first one is going to be done in the UI of the app. The other two are going to be done inside of the Cortana canvas using background tasks. And the cool thing is that, especially for the third one, whenever you have to save something, please send $20 to this person. You know, you want to confirm, you know, that you got the right person before Cortana starts emptying your bank account, you know, to send money to people. So what you can do is you can actually ask for confirmation. So let me show you a couple of those scenarios right here. So it's called AdventureWorks. If I just launch the application, you can actually see by default, like you've got a bunch of trips in there. So I think right now I have a trip to Montreal in there that's scheduled, a trip to San Diego. It's all like fictional trips, of course. So just to see exactly what data I have. So it's loading. I thought I'd compile this, but I guess, there we go. So it's part of the official Windows Platform samples. So I got Yosemite National Park, Montreal, and San Diego. Mm-hmm. So now I can, for example, close this.
It said, let's go get some poutine.
Yeah, that was my own entry in there. Yeah, that was not part of the default samples.
Viewers who aren't familiar with the concept.
Oh, what is poutine? Poutine is a very famous Canadian, especially French Canadian, fast food, and it's essentially a pile of fries with some Canadian cured cheddar cheese curds.
Okay.
On there, usually a good poutine place will put it in layers, so fries, curds,
okay,
and then smothered in chicken gravy. Ah. And the key is to have the right gravy, not too thick, not too thin, just perfect consistency, you know, so.
Okay, so it's always fries and it's always
Yeah, so the classic poutine is fries, cheese, and gravy, but there's a lot of variants, yeah.
So you can make like meatloaf poutine or?
Yeah, there's like popular versions are gonna be like chicken poutine, but they're gonna add chicken to it.
Have you ever had meatloaf poutine?
I don't know, I've had meatloaf poutine, but there's a place right across the Microsoft office in New York where they make like really awesome sloppy Joe poutine. It's like kind of not poutine, but it's a sloppy Joe fries. They call it a sloppy fries.
Okay.
It's basically a pile of fries smothered in sloppy Joe sauce. It's really good, but it's horrible for you.
Of course.
My cardiologist would kill me.
Right.
So if I come here now, if I want to launch something,
we
the first
coding here, we do culture lessons.
I know, it's isn't it great? It's awesome. You know, all within the confines of the Studio B
That's
closet.
Right.
You know. So now I can say, for example, hey, Cortana. Oh, sometimes she doesn't wake up right away. I've noticed this. It's still a thing. So show my AdventureWorks trip to Montreal.
Showing trip to Montreal.
So that's the first command. So this one actually launches the actual UI. So this one, you notice, it didn't go to the first page showing the list. So as you can see, this app has won design awards, you know, for the UX. And the idea is that I'm launching directly into a sub page, directly to the details, and then I can come back and see the main list. So this was done because right here we have a navigate target, and then we can actually say where we want to go, which is a secondary page. And we can just read that parameter, and then we know, oh, we're not going to launch the main page. We're going to go to a detail page right away. The other command that I can say is, when is my trip? So I can ask, I had a trip to San Diego. So let's see if Cortana wakes up now. Hey, Cortana, when is my trip to San Diego using AdventureWorks?
Looking for trip to San Diego.
And apparently we lost her. That was the first demo failure the whole time. Cortana is always like what we call a high-risk demo. You know, like when Joe Belfiore does these demos at Build, and he's on stage for 10 minutes with Cortana, and he says like, oh, this is like a high-risk demo. Yeah, we're doing like half an hour here. I actually did an entire day of, actually that's something that your viewers should watch. Jeremy Foster and I recorded an entire day of Cortana development on MVA, Microsoft Virtual Academy. So we'll make sure to give the link to that as well. It's all on 8.1, but all the techniques that we showed in there still carry forward, you know, into Windows 10. But there's the new features like background voice commands, and we'll probably update the MVA to include that content.
Okay.
So now what I'm going to say is right here, when is my AdventureWorks trip to San Diego?
Looking for trip to San Diego. Here's your upcoming trip.
So now she's showing me the information directly in the canvas because that voice command does not require launching the app. It's using the background service. The third one is if I want to cancel a trip. So let's say I'm not going to San Diego now and I want to say I want to cancel it. So I can say, so the command, if we look at the actual syntax for it, it's cancel. I can say before or after, so cancel my trip to this destination either with AdventureWorks before or after. Or I can say cancel my AdventureWorks trip to something. So let's try that. Cancel my AdventureWorks trip to San Diego. No, now I messed it up.
Looking for a trip to San Diego.
Actually, it worked.
Cancel this trip to San Diego?
Yes.
Canceling the trip to San Diego. Canceled the trip to San Diego.
All done.
Cool.
And now, you notice here that every time there's a command from a third-party app directly into Canvas, you always have the opportunity to click the link to say, go to AdventureWorks. It's going to launch the app and see, San Diego's gone.
Very cool.
It was canceled. So because, of course, we're deleting something, it's a good idea for developers to ask for a confirmation. So,
but again, getting back to the more enterprise-y scenarios, great way to, you know, approve expense reports or, you know, view sales or, you know, even then add yourself a reminder to call a particular customer.
Yep.
You know, what's the status on, you know, the Landry project? The background says 8 weeks behind.
Yeah, 8 weeks behind.
Remind me to call Nick tomorrow and get our third payment. You know, something like that.
Oh, actually, with Cortana, you can even say, the next time I talk to Nick on the phone, remind me to ask him about why he's so damn late, you know?
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah. So that's it's all built in, yep. And you can integrate it. That would be a good one for expense reports. You can say, like, show me expense reports for the current expense reports that are not approved for my team.
Right.
And then you could see all the expense reports.
Yep.
And then you can just say, approve everything.
Right.
Or then you could ask for a follow-up and say, like, show me the expense reports for this person.
Because for expense reports, it's the scenario. I like to use it as one of my examples because you know how expense reports work, right? You go on a trip, you get back, you submit your expense report. The way it works here, submit the expense report. My manager gets an email telling him there's an expense report for you.
Yep.
3 days later, he gets an egg mail. A week later, he gets an egg mail.
Another one, yeah.
So, you know, imagine that you're a manager and you've got expense reports and, you know, you've seen the egg mails. Yeah, I'll do it. And you leave Friday and you haven't done it. Now Saturday morning you're standing on the soccer field watching your kids run around in circles and you think to yourself, oh crap, I didn't do those expense reports.
There you go.
Right. Now you gotta wait till Monday to get back to the office. You know, who's gonna do that? Or yeah, you could have that on your phone, but you really wanna be swiping around.
Right.
Where here you just speak into the phone.
Yep.
Cortana, show me outstanding expense reports.
Exactly.
Right? Okay, show me there's 2 from Nick and 3 from Robert. Show me the first one from Nick. You see it, you look at it, approve.
Yep.
You just speak into your phone, done.
All done.
Right?
Sometimes, like, once the information comes in front of you, you might want to swipe a little bit through it, but the whole point is to not have to dig to find it in the first place. And that's where voice really, really shines.
Right.
Not have to dig to find it in the first place.
Right. So in a case where you just want to look through it to make sure that nothing stands out, right?
Yep.
Okay, hotel, airfare, you know, spent a few $100 on dinners and was there for several days. Looks good to me.
Exactly.
Approve, which is the process.
Exactly.
So for something like that or scenarios that could easily be displayed, throw the voice support in there. And now you've got the ability to manage information wherever you are.
Yep. And what's important for developers to remember is we're not asking them to remove conventional means of working with the app. Of course not.
No, you're not replacing the existing app.
Exactly.
The existing app is still there, whether it's a WinForm or WPF or web app. We're not necessarily saying is you need to rewrite it.
Yep.
But you've presumably got data sitting in a database and a service somewhere that you can get to. So now you can make that a feature of the app.
Exactly.
Which is that you can speak to your device and manage information. It's not just a feature.
I like the when you call it an app feature, is what's important is that, you know, when there's like hundreds of thousands of apps out there, if you use speech in yours, that's a differentiator.
Yes.
That's a giant differentiator. Because if there's like 5 apps that all seem to do the same thing, they're all expense reports apps, and then suddenly one of them supports speech.
Right.
That one will get probably a lot more downloads. Yeah. And not just that, once people start using it, you know they're going to go want to show it to their friends and colleagues. Like, look at this, I can approve expense reports like directly using voice. So they're going to get more word of mouth this way with your app. At the same time, there's also a lot of apps that I'm tired of seeing people like texting and using apps when they're driving. It's killing me. I mean, it's actually killing people.
Yes.
So I try to encourage developers that if you know that your app is prone to be very popular, like kind of addictive type of app, throw in some speech in there.
Right.
You know, like WhatsApp should have speech so that I can talk directly to it. Hands-free and eyes-free.
Yes.
Give me some games I can play, you know, when I'm driving between events in Jersey. You know, I would love to see this. Speech has so much potential. It's all stuff that Jeremy and I cover in our MVA as well, kind of like where to use speech and some of the best practices as well to make sure that speech doesn't get annoying.
Right.
The speech can quickly become annoying as well if it doesn't get integrated properly. So it's definitely a great field. There's a lot of potential. The features are just getting better. In fact, let me just show you one last quick feature that comes from our SDK.
You know what I want you to do? I want you to go back and show the 5 o'clock app.
Yep.
Because I'm in control of switching between us and the code, and there's a I'm not 100% sure that
then they saw it. Okay, let's.
I think they did, but in case they didn't, just run through that demo.
Okay, well, so you've got the thing on screen now.
Yes.
So I can just say, "Hey, Cortana, there we go. It's 5 o'clock. Where?
Looking for drinking destinations around the globe. Here are cities where people are happily drinking now.
Okay.
Good. There you go. And we just passed the hour, so it's a different list.
Ah, it is.
Than it was earlier, because now we just passed the hour. So the list changes every time to show you like where it's currently 5 o'clock right now. And the last, and there's a lot of code, of course, I'm not showing here because, you know, we don't have all day.
But we'll have links to it, right?
Well, yeah. So the cool thing is there's two of the samples, like AdventureWorks and this one, the speech and text-to-speech. It's all part of the Windows Universal sample, so they can just go get it. We'll put links to make it easy to find. The 5 o'clock demo is not posted yet.
Okay.
I promise to put it soon, because I will publish this app in a store. I mean, that's...
Okay.
I'll put the demo on my GitHub. People can play with it, but I also want this feature to be in the store so that people around the world can ask Cortana, you know, it's 5 o'clock where. So there's a cool functionality in this sample. So this is kind of a...
Which sample is this again?
So this is the speech and text-to-speech melting pot. It's multiple little samples. There's 9 different samples that show you how to do simple things, like text-to-speech.
The quick red fox jumped over the lazy brown dog.
And you can pick like the different languages on your machine. So for example, if I pick Mark, that's the American male.
The quick red fox jumped over the lazy brown dog.
And I can even go with Julie is French right here. So of course... And it actually switches to a sentence in French, so.
Le rapide renard a sauté sur le chien paresseux brun.
Right, that's good French, trust me. So the French audience can put it in the comments, like, thumbs up. We even support things like SSML. SSML is a markup language from the W3C, so it's an open standard that we support in the Speech SDK that allows you to change things on how certain words are going to be pronounced. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to use, like, phonemes. And phonemes, never know exactly how to say that word. And like, for example, this phoneme right here is how you would write the word whatchamacallit.
Okay.
And of course, that's not a word that a speech synthesizer knows how to say out of the box. So now I can say...
This is an example of a phonetic pronunciation. Whatchamacallit. This is an example of a date. April 30th.
So you can basically specify how things should be said. Mm-hmm. And these are all things that were already there. The one that's really new, and this one is really impressive, is the continuous dictation. It allows you to have the user dictate voice. Because before, when you were doing like in-app speech recognition, so we're not talking about voice commands this time. We're saying your app is launched, and now you're capturing user input to with the speech recognizer. It was always like a one-shot deal every time. You query, you trigger the recognizer, user says something, the moment there's a pause, it triggers a recognition, and you're done. Mm-hmm. Now you can have more of a flow. So you can actually do a full dictation, what we call continuous recognition. So while it's listening, it's going to throw events at you. So the moment it detects a pause, it will throw the results back at you. And even while it's listening, it will give you the hypothesis. The hypothesis is what it thinks that you're saying right now, live, as it's streaming the recognition. And this is a really powerful feature. And you can even have the system listen for keywords in your dictation to trigger certain commands. So you could technically have an app that's constantly listening to you. Mm-hmm. And while you're technically dictating, it's ignoring everything you're saying. It's just waiting for those keywords, which would then trigger some things. But the dictation right here, I can say, and notice there's going to be a green bar at the bottom here that's going to show when it's listening, when it's putting the input. So I'm sitting here in the Channel 9 studio with Robert Green. And now if I resume, the speech recognition actually recognizes what I'm saying in real time. And I can pause and continue. And while I'm talking, it will actually show the hypothesis on screen in real time. This is really awesome. How cool is this?
So the scenario I'm thinking of is I go back and forth between meaning notes in OneNote or just on pieces of paper.
Yes.
So this would give me the ability to take notes on paper, dictate those, read those notes, and then, assuming there's a API for writing to OneNote, which there is.
There's a great OneNote API.
I can take my handwritten notes and get those into OneNote using this code.
Yes.
Sweet.
This is all developer stuff. Cool. It's all integrated. So I don't really have time to show this right now, how it works behind the scenes, but it's very straightforward.
That's one of the samples, though, the universal samples.
Yeah, this is part of the universal sample. So when you go to the universal samples right here, it's the one that's called speech recognition and synthesis.
Yep.
And the AdventureWorks is the one that is called Cortana Voice Command. That was the AdventureWorks with the trip to San Diego and stuff. So these are two of the 100 or so, I don't know exactly how many, but it's a lot, samples that are available. And then there's the WeatherTalk. I have a Windows Phone 8.1 version of WeatherTalk that's already available on my GitHub.
Okay.
I'll be posting the Windows 10 version soon enough. And then 5 o'clock is also going to follow at the same time. But all the techniques that I'm using are all the same techniques that you can find in the AdventureWorks and in these samples anyways, so they can easily replicate all these things. Yeah. That's pretty much how I built them
in the
first place.
And the key thing to remember, this is the latest thing that I've been kind of harping on, is this is shipping software.
Yeah,
right?
It's all live. I mean, this is not preview.
Yeah, this isn't Minority Report.
It's here.
Oh, think of all the cool things you'll be able to do at some point in the future. This is today. This is all shipping software.
It's 3 years, actually, you know, because
it's
we've had the...
I hit the wrong button. I'll figure this out one of these days.
So that's the thing. The in-app speech recognition, the text-to-speech, the voice command integration, we've had since late 2012 in Windows Phone 8. Yep. Cortana herself and a couple of new features we've had since Windows Phone 8.1. Mm-hmm. And now the Cortana everywhere on Windows 10, plus the dictation, plus the background voice commands to feed results back into the Cortana canvas. That's all new in Windows 10 shipping software right now.
Yeah.
And the thing is, even if you live in a country where Cortana is not available, you can still use the voice command features. It's just you're not going to have the personality of Cortana, you know, attached to everything, but you're still able to give text commands with voice and then launch an app and use those features. So I don't want people to think that even if they're in a country where Cortana has not been deployed yet, they can still use those features. Right.
Yes.
So it's the future is right here. It's cliche, I guess, but it is.
It's cool. Thanks so much for coming on.
That's one of the
this stuff.
I greatly appreciate it. It's one of my favorite features in Windows, and it's just one of the millions of reasons why Windows 10 is the best Windows ever.
Sweet. All right. So we'll have links to various samples. I encourage you guys to play around with this stuff. Very cool stuff. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Anytime.
And we'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.